Hachette Audio presents The Daily Show with Jon Stewart presents Earth, the audiobook with Jon Stewart, the correspondents of The Daily Show, and me, Sigourney Weaver. To our alien listeners.
Greetings, alien brethren. Across eons of time, we extend our hands in posthumous friendship and bid you welcome to planet Earth on behalf of not only ourselves, but the entire Viacom family. Sorry we're not here to greet you in person. Really, really sorry. I mean, we invited you over, you traveled who knows how many light years to see us, and you finally got here, and we're not home. And we never will be. And we left the place a mess. Now, trust us when we say, this was not our intention. In fact, we'd always assumed that we would be the ones gallivanting around the universe, rummaging through the remains of once great alien civilizations, wearing form-fitting space spandex, and perhaps solving cosmic mysteries. Que sera, sera. Ironically, your arrival would have been a profoundly life-changing moment for our race. We always wondered whether we were alone in the universe. To meet, befriend, and experience life through the, let's say, eyes of another intelligent being would have made all 6.8 billion of us feel less alone. And the knowledge that we were only one of untold numbers of sentient creatures in the cosmos might have finally given us the perspective we needed to rein in our self-destructive tendencies and work together for the greater good of our species and our planet. Especially if you'd come to kill us. Nothing would have united us as a species like the perceived existential threat posed by y'all. Not that we had any reason to assume your intentions in coming here were anything but honorable. It's just that in general, our own first-time interactions had a certain killing each other feeling out period. Of course, there were those who believed you had already visited our planet surreptitiously, an advanced race traveling trillions of miles across the Milky Way for the sole purpose of surprising and perhaps anally probing one of our rural denizens, which, as it happens, was the orifice least likely to yield useful pedagogical results. These humans also believed our governments, known mostly for bureaucratic incompetence, had somehow made your alien presence the one thing they could keep masterfully secret. Well, we don't blame you. Truth be told, we thought about you a lot. We created thousands of fictional extraterrestrials in our day, most of them slight variations on the theme of us. Us with bigger heads, us as full-grown fetuses, us with animal or fish parts, really hot lady usses, just like a piece of metal shit on their heads to make them look spacey. Of course, we had no idea what you actually looked like. Indeed, it is entirely possible you've entirely transcended materiality, that you're incorporeal spirits floating through the vacuum of space, in which case, mazel tov. Ah, that we were still alive, that we could see you as you really are, talk to you, learn from you, and then perhaps take you to one of our cinemas. We'll have more on those later. Share a laugh together, watching Men in Black, or cry together watching E.T., or feel incredibly awkward together watching Independence Day, or Aliens, or Species, or Cloverfield, or we fought you guys a lot in our movies. But alas, we're dead. And that will never happen. But this audiobook is designed to provide you with the next best thing to our actual presence, a comprehensive history of our planet and our species conveniently written in the universal language, American English. Consider it a user's guide to our planet. And once you've discovered everything there is to know about us, as you will over a few hours, you might even begin to wonder what it would have been like to meet us. If so, feel free to splurge and genetically reconstitute the human race. As you'll hear, you'll find a wide selection of our DNA stored in two convenient locations, Svalbard in Norway and Trementina, New Mexico. Or just poke around. There's probably a thin layer of us on almost everything. But for now, take a load off. Position your, let's say, lower extremities comfortably on one of our many level services. And relax. We think you're going to like it here. We sure did. Once.